Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
It's 18 after on a beautiful Thursday. Glad to have you along for the conversation. I haven't been to the movies lately. No, I've been exploring Michigan's Upper Peninsula and elsewhere, as we talked about a bit earlier. But my good friend Ron Van Timmeren has gone to the movies, eaten popcorn, enjoyed himself greatly to tell us what's going on. Ron, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Steve. Everything's cool.
Cool. Everything's cool. All right. So I've been away for a few days. What's hot? What's not? What's going on?
Well, what's hot is anything, nothing. I mean, just reading a report this morning about our third consecutive month down in the box office compared to the same period last year. But I did see Detroit, Steve. I really thought that was a fantastic and interesting movie. Any interest in your part to see Detroit?
There is. In fact, I've talked to a couple other people that said the same thing here recently. What I'm curious about, though, I have a good friend of mine whose father was the head of homicide in Detroit in 1967. He hasn't seen it yet. He's concerned that he won't like what he sees because he says it might give a message. But he's going to see it, and then we're going to talk to him about it actually here on the program when we get to it. So I've got some people that have some historical context, because this man that I know was 7 or 8 years old at the time of the riots, remembers them well from an 8-year-old's perspective. So I look forward to it, and yes, I will see it.
Yeah, and of course the Detroit Police Department does not come off as looking all that respectable, but those were just a few members. There were others, smaller scenes, where the Detroit PD was helping people in need, and not everything boiled down to that the racist bunch that was at the Algiers Hotel. But that put a face on the thing for me, and I think that's good. I'm glad you're doing that, Steve, because we need more faces on what happened, and that's what I like most about this movie. Catherine Bigelow, the director of Hurt Locker and Zero Dark Thirty, I thought she did a great job. Even one time, Steve, I actually heard Ernie Harwell calling a baseball game in the background. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, there you go. She does interesting movie. What I was told about that I was told would be really, it was the way it was shot, was the way that the cinematography was done. I don't know what that means yet, but I was told it was very interesting cinematography in many ways.
Yeah, a lot of handheld camera stuff, and of course the editing had some actual stock footage from 1967 mixed in there too, so they were trying to give it sort of that documentary news type feel occasionally, and so yeah, you'll appreciate how it looks, as well as the subject matter here. So, it did really well in the state of Michigan, as you might expect, but still Detroit ended up in 8th place this weekend, doing okay business, but certainly not a blockbuster movie.
Not a blockbuster, but that doesn't mean it could still make money and still be a successful film, correct?
Yeah, and it's going to hang around theaters. The reviews are really good. So, like I say, this summer's been kind of slow, and August is no exception, even though this weekend, a new horror movie, Steve, Annabelle Creation, way beyond my abilities to see movies like this. But right now, the critics are giving it a fresh review. It's all part of that Conjuring and Annabelle. This is a prequel story to the earlier Annabelle movie.
Yeah, so you you're like me. You crawl under the seats. You roll around with the juju beans when those sorts of movies are on the screen.
Right. Yeah. I can't watch a movie with my hands over my eyes.
Yeah,
I found out.
Very difficult, yeah.
The other side of the spectrum is The Nut Job 2, Nutty by Nature. The Oaktown critters are back on the big screen trying to save their park from turning into an amusement park. So that's silly PG fun for the family. And then the book, The Glass Castle, based on the bestseller, Woody Harrelson, Naomi Watts, Brie Larson, a terrific cast, a true story about a woman, Brie Larson's character, who grew up sort of off the grid with her family and what that's done to her life now as she's an adult. So good drama there. PG-13, the rating, Glass Castle looks really good. And, Al Gore's back, an inconvenient sequel, Truth to Power, if you want to check that out, too.
Yeah, I'm going to be right there first in line for that. Yeah, I'll be first guy right there. Will that thing do anything at the box office?
Well, you know what? It actually opened in a few markets around the U.S., and it's not doing much much business at all. Paramount actually moved it back a week on us. So, yeah, this one's not taken off like the 2006 original, but, yeah, you know, it's got its audience, albeit small.
No, albeit potentially very small. All right, so then, but then Dunkirk's still out there. Dunkirk's still the movie to see if you haven't. Is that correct?
Oh, my gosh, yes. That is fantastic. You know, hanging in there so strong. Right now, over $130 million at the domestic box office. Dark Tower last weekend was number one, but not really embraced by critics or audiences, so that'll fade fast. Emoji Movie, Girls Trip, Kidnap, Spider-Man Atomic Blonde. Oh, that one I really like. Charlize Theron.
There you go. All right. And if you want to get tickets, the best place to do that is online, I understand.
Oh, yes. CelebrationCinema.com. Reserve your seat. Buy your tickets in advance. Check out all the alternative content we've got going on, including a Riff Track spoof of Doctor Who next week, Batman and Harley Quinn animated thing we got going. Yeah, check that out at CelebrationCinema.com.
There you go. And if I was looking for Ron Van Timmeren, where would I look?
I will see you at the movies.
There you go. Ron Van Timmeren, everybody, here every Thursday to give you an update on the I still haven't seen Dunkirk. I've been told nothing but really good things about it. It's still at the theaters. Of course, the French are a little mad because they didn't get included in it, I guess, as much as they would have liked. But overall, the movie, from what I understand, is just flat out terrific. So I will get to that as soon as I can. And I'll give you a full report right here on the program. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Treatment Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company. They've been in business since 1947. They make every single system right here in Michigan. So the system that goes into your house, made by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water Systems. No matter what your problem may be, your water doesn't look right, smell right, taste right, doesn't matter. They've seen it before. They can put together a plan, a strategy for your water to be the best it possibly can be. That's Wolverine Water Systems, a Michigan company working hard for Michigan families. Tell them, Steve, since you get your free water test, by the way. That's right, a free water test. WolverineWaterSystems.com is all you need to do. WolverineWaterSystems.com. Click the free water test button, and boom, you're off to some better water. Back after this.